Joseph, who had been sold into slavery by his brothers, was now in a position to exact revenge. Their father Jacob had died. The brothers thought that Joseph did not act in retribution because that would grieve their father, but now that protection did not exist. So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. With this message, brothers confessed their guilt to Joseph. Almost two millennia later, the Apostle John would write, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. By confessing our sins, we obtain mercy. Christ Jesus, who was promised to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the children of Israel, died to pay the price of our sin. Although Jacob and his children did not see the fulfillment of that promise, they believed that God would forgive their sins. Today we look back on the work Jesus accomplished on the cross and receive the same forgiveness. May our Lord grant us faith to believe and trust in his promises. Amen."